Jesus says it so clearly. If you do not forgive others of their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Forgiving others is mandatory. It's an absolute necessity in your Christian walk. In fact, Jesus gives us a clear message on forgiveness, which says we must forgive 70 times 7. In other words, unlimited forgiveness, not holding grudges or keeping a record of your husband or wife wrongs. How are you doing on that today? Now let me take you to Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you not 7 times, but 77 times." Now that may seem impossible for you at this moment, but the more you seek the Lord, He is going to empower you to become more like Him every day. What was Jesus saying? Jesus was saying, that's 490 times I want you to forgive your brother who is sinning against you every day. Jesus was telling Peter, I want you to forgive him over and over and over again. And that is what the Lord told me about Bob. He told me, as I'm going to share with you today, you need to forgive Bob over and over again. I'm forgiving you every day. I want you to forgive Bob every day. Let me continue. The first step is to confess to the Lord of your own sins and your weaknesses. Allow Him to cleanse you from all your own sins that you've been hiding in your heart. Let me share another scripture that you may recognize from 1 John verses 8 and 9. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us of our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. Jesus Christ wants to forgive you, and He wants to forgive you every day. And that's why I often pray the Lord's Prayer, but I do it slowly, and I meditate and do different sections on it, because I want to have a right relationship with the Lord throughout the day, all day long. So we need to get you right with the Lord and to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. What caused your husband or wife to leave? Were they not happy? Did they often say that you were not meeting their needs? Possibly you may have failed as a husband or wife, like I did. I did not put my husband in the proper place in our marriage. I put my career and children before my husband. Were you the faithful Christian spouse who did not know or realize the battle that your husband or wife were going through with the temptations of the world? That definitely was me. I had no idea what was going on in Bob's heart or his mind. Let me ask you another question. Have you found out that there is another person in your husband or wife's life? Do you know the other person? Have you been able to forgive them? Sometimes our standards will know the other person because it was somebody at their spouse's work or at church or a friend. Have you forgiven them also? Let me share a letter that we received from a stander in Texas. Praise be to God. He is so faithful. I prayed He would show me anything I needed to do, anything I wasn't doing that was standing in the way of marriage restoration. The next evening, a phone call from an old friend stirred up emotions and brought back memories of the anger and pain of divorce. I prayed to God and asked Him to forgive me, that I still had all the feelings. I thought it was behind me after all these years. I was wrong, and I knew that phone call was an answer to my prayer, showing me I still had work to do. The next day, when I got the mail, there was a long, puffy envelope from Rejoice Marriage Ministries. I thought it must be a 2-CD holder of some kind, but as I opened it, I noticed it was a plastic license plate. I pulled it out and saw what it said, "Forgive them." On the back were the words, "The Secret to Marriage Restoration." God clearly and simply spoke loud and clear in answer to my prayer. Immediately, I spoke aloud, "I forgive them. Amen. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit in me." Psalm 51:10. Thank you for all you do. And then she wrote a note that she put her license plate in her kitchen as a reminder that forgiveness is a daily act. Wow, what a powerful, powerful note of how the Lord taught one stander the importance and the mandatory act of forgiving her husband. Have you been praying, asking the Lord to heal and resurrect your marriage? Have you been asking the Lord to reveal to you anything that is blocking your marriage to be restored? Let me read one of the many scriptures that the Lord gave me at the beginning of my stand when I started praying for Bob to return home. Even though I had divorced him due to his unfaithfulness, the Lord spoke to me through a couple that had a restored marriage and came to our church and shared their testimony 2 months after I divorced Bob. God spoke to my heart that I needed to forgive my husband for all that he had done. I needed to love my husband as God loves me, unconditionally. Will you start loving your husband or wife unconditionally today? Listen to this very popular scripture that mentions forgiveness by keeping no record of wrongs. Have you guessed the scripture? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Well, are you getting upset? Are you angry every day? You need to love your spouse. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And then let me jump down to verse 13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. My question again is, are you harboring unforgiveness in your heart by not forgiving your spouse or possibly another person? Let me share a scripture that is written by Paul, whose name was Saul, who persecuted Christians after Jesus was crucified. I'm sure you've read the story about Saul in Acts chapter 9 and 10, but if you haven't, please go there and read about Saul's conversion being touched by Jesus Christ. Ephesians is one of my favorite books in the Bible. After Saul was touched by the Lord, he became Paul, who wrote many books in the Bible, and he wrote Ephesians, which is one of my favorite books in the Bible. Listen to what Paul taught the church in Ephesus. I will start reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 32. Now, this is a longer scripture than I normally use, but I want you to listen to it, because this is a scripture that I often pray for the standers and for their prodigal spouses to do, to be more like. This is a scripture I use almost daily in praying for you and for your prodigal spouse and your children. Maybe you could start praying it also, and we can pray in agreement for this, okay? You can pray about it. In Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Now that's where you and I come in. You and I have to be more Christ-like and walking in holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. See, there's the warning. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. There's a second warning. And number three, do not give the devil a foothold. The Lord is telling us and teaching us through Paul in Ephesians, what we need to beware of. Verse 28, he who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Verse 29, to do not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now listen, this is your two secret scriptures. Get rid of all the bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Now there's the secret scripture.